Here's what I heard the Spirit of God says. I'm moving something that is greater than pain. Any of y'all ever been in pain? I'm moving something that is greater than pain this morning. I'm removing panic. I say it again. You didn't hear it. I'm removing something that is greater than pain this morning. I'm removing panic. You will not have to panic after this day about any situation that ever come up in your life or in this world. You will never have to push the panic button anymore. It's being all panic. It's being removed out of your life by the Spirit right now. So when pain comes, you don't have to panic. When pressure comes, you don't have to panic. Open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Remain standing. We're going to read some verses that has to be created in your life. They're not automatic. When you expecting great things, you cannot see them physically. They are too great for your eyesight. Now, this morning, by divine direction of the Holy Spirit, I'm to train you in the realm of escape. The message this morning is the realm, R-E-A-L-M, of escape. Yeah. You bad English, but I'm gonna say it ahead of time. You are gone somewhere else. Or say it this way: to this morning, I'm stepping into my real realm of life as a Christian. Ooh, my real realm of life as a Christian, I'm stepping in this morning. It's the divine, supernatural realm of escape. You will be alive, but not here no more. In this world, but not of this world. I want you to write words down like dimension, elevation. Invisible. Rim. The rim of escape. Satan has been giving us a substitute in our soul and our senses. Yes, God worked from the spirit realm to the soulish realm, then to the physical realm. Satan worked from the physical realm and to the soul. And a lot of things we have been doing in the church have been soulish. Entertainment. Good feelings while you're at church. Today, in this realm of escape from the scriptures and from the spirit, you also will have a rapture. You are being caught up out of this mess. Rim, rapture, resurrection power. I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about when I get to heaven. I'm talking about when heaven gets here. You didn't get it. I'm not talking about waiting until I get to heaven. I'm talking about heaven being right here. When you operate in revelation and not reason, you're already in heaven. Only the Holy Spirit can help you this morning to keep up with what he wants to say. So this cannot be a soulish service. You can't work just from emotion. All right, well, Lord, I see it. Yeah. All right. Turn to Revelation. Sit down. Turn to Revelation. I was going to read another scripture, but turn to Revelation. Chapter 1. I want you to think about the word rim. I want you to think about another dimension. I want you to think about a position where religion can't go. Rituals can't go. I want you to focus on the word rim. R-E-A-L-M, spelling it right? Rim is another dimension. It's a dimension that only Christian can reach. And to a large degree, have not been reaching it. I was fumbling around in my library. I have thousands of books. And the way the Lord worked with me, this is a little book about soul and spirit by Jesse Penn Lewis. I have a little tablet in one of my bookshelves, and I reached for that little tablet. I don't know why I wanted to get that tablet. I got a tablet. But I pulled it. When I pulled it, this book fell out. Let me read you a little something out of this book. Yet the reaching of the spirit through the senses is the purpose of many church services. And even mission meeting where the gospel is proclaimed. Splendid building, gorgeous vestments, and picture with rich for the eye, with sweet odor for the scent, and ravishing music for the ear. Although they may bewitch one consciousness with the most agreeable sensation, can penetrate only as far as the soul. A lot of things going on, but not reaching the spirit. A lot of sensational emotion going on in the church, but not reaching that rim of revelation that should be reached at a time like this. The singing is not going to get it. The music is not going to get it. The singing and the music are designed to point you somewhere, not to it and not to them, but to him. And we haven't been getting much farther.
That's
right. That Lord. That's why so much fear. We got to go farther, right?
Yes.
So what are we doing this morning? Shifting.
Yes.
All right. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. Verse 10.
Amen.
Don't look at me, look at the Bible. Because I got to get his word in you.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want you to see what transpired because of this, what we're about to read. Now, situation doesn't matter when you know how to get in the spirit. This boy caught out as a prisoner on the Isle of Patmos. I mean, it looked like he should be downhearted, downtrodden. But he had something working for him. Let's say the Isle of Patmos is COVID. What can I do in this situation? How can I live above this situation? I'm ready to shift. Say that. Now, as a child of God, you got shifting rights to dimensions that the enemy can't go.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're going to have to be in the spirit today. You don't look for no tickling stuff. There will be none. Now, notice what this man said in the 10th verse. It's personal. Say it's personal.
It's personal.
What the apostle about to preach this morning is personal. I can't go by what the other person is going to receive. Because the spirit realm, whoo, is always. What's the next word? Whoo, that's powerful. The spirit realm is all, the spirit realm is not group wide. The spirit realm is always personal. You don't want to go? I see you. You don't want to believe him? I see you. You don't want to trust him? I see you. I'm going to trust him. I'm going in his realm. He got me. His word is truth in my life. Personal. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
It's personal. What we're about to read is personal. What we're about to read, you can't go here in groups. Because the groups would talk you out of it. Somebody gonna get scared. Somebody gonna say, do you have another mass? I believe I'm going to put two on today. You know, I mean, it's just scared, you know what I'm saying? No matter what going on, verse 10 changes. Revelation 1:10. Come on here. Revelation 1:10. Revelation 1:10. I was in the spirit. That's a large yes. On the Lord's day. And because I was in the spirit, I can hear things normal people can't hear. I don't only hear the rattling voices of the system. Of the time, but I'm hearing another voice. My sheep hear my voice and the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. I'm hearing him say to you this morning, I got you covered. And I refuse to let you be smothered. Ha cha 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 cha. What did he say? Say, God got me covered. I noticed verse 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and because I was in the spirit, I did what? I heard. And heard behind me a weak voice. See, you're not in the spirit until you hear a great voice. What? You're not in the spirit until you hear a voice that rules all voices. Come on, talk to me. You're not in the spirit until you hear a voice that overruled every other voice. A voice that overruled everything everybody else sang. A voice that sounds like a trumpet in my ear. A voice that is louder than any other voice to me. A voice that is drowning out all ill will voices to my life. You better talk to me up in here. When you're in the spirit, you hear a voice that is stronger than any other report. Voice that say, I'm the beginning and the ending. Voice that say, I'm the first and I'm the last. A voice. But you got to be in the spirit to hear it. Not in religion. Not a church member, but in the spirit. Now, it takes time to get in the spirit. It takes effort to be in the spirit. You can be in religion anytime, but in the spirit, where God is talking to you and you hearing his voice and he's giving you divine direction and divine insight and divine understanding and divine wisdom. Woo, that's a place to be, boy. That's a place to be, hearing God's voice. At a time like this, I want to hear what God is saying. This book is not the voice of God unless you're in the spirit. This book is an English book without the spirit. Somebody shifted. I was in the spirit, meaning that you can be out of the spirit on the Lord's day. I mean, he can't. Why would he say I was in the spirit if you can't be out of the spirit? Listen to me. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice and a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. I got the first word and the last word. And what thou seest, write in a book, send it to the seven churches what are in Asia, unto Ephesus and Smyrna and to Pergamos and to Thyatira and Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. And look now to verse 12. When you in the spirit, when you hear a voice, you're going to see something. I see everything going to be all right. Not on television. Not on my computer. But I see it in the spirit. Do not let television and the computer overrule your spirit. How many see what I'm saying? Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all don't sit there like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. This morning, the Spirit of God is taking you to the rim of escape. Being in the Spirit, hearing in the Spirit, seeing in the Spirit, understanding in the Spirit, operating in the Spirit. Y'all better get this stuff down. You're going to need it. Hearing in the Spirit, seeing in the Spirit. What else I said? Understanding in the Spirit, operating in the Spirit, and getting divine results. Getting supernatural results. Getting miracles, signs, wonders, suddenly, immediately, and straightway in my life.
Yes, sir.
Something going wrong, and all of a sudden, God shows up. Something going wrong, all of a sudden, there's Jesus standing in the corner, waving his hand at me and telling me it's all right. We're talking about being in the Spirit now. We ain't talking about being in a religion, you know?
Hallelujah.
All right. Look at verse 12. You got your child clothes on?
Hallelujah.
Look what this man said. And I turned to see the voice. Not only hearing the voice. Y'all better look at your Bible. And I turned to see the voice. He didn't see the point. He didn't see the point. He said, I see the voice. Do you see the voice this morning? Not only when you're in the spirit, you don't only hear the voice, you see the voice. God said, I don't want you only to hear what I'm doing. I want you to see what I'm doing. What's going on now, Lord? I'm letting them know they don't rule this world. I'm letting them know all of the technology and all the intellect and all the psychology and all the science they got. They don't know what to do without me. I'm letting them know they need me. But I'm not letting you know you need me. You already know you need me. You're my child. You already know you couldn't make it without me. I'm just letting them know. Why you act like I'm talking to you? I'm not talking to you. You already know. You can see. You can hear. You can see. I'm with you. I got you. Why are you taking their problem on you? You're supposed to be in another realm. You're supposed to be in another dimension. You're supposed to be in another understanding. You're supposed to be in another knowledge. You're supposed to be in another wisdom. You're supposed to be in another place. You don't supposed to be in the same place with a man that's not born again. You don't supposed to be in the same place with a woman who don't have no revelation. You don't be in the same place with somebody who are not led by the Spirit. You led by my Spirit. You're not in the same place with the other people. You're in another place. You're my remnant. You're my child. You've been dancing too much without seeing. That's your problem. But I can't afford to let Word of Life stay in that position. You got to know today. You got to know you're stepping out. You're shifting. You got to know you're in another realm. You got to know this stuff is not after you. It might be asked, but it'll never reach you. You must know you have a shield that can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You must know you can step out with a sword called a sword of the Spirit that cut you out of any situation. All your years is about to come through for you today. You wrote down the rim of escape. Yeah, they got a lot of stuff. The rim of escape in the spirit. Hearing and seeing the voice that speak to you. All right, now, turn to 1 Corinthians 2. Let's go. 1 Corinthians 2. Let's go, let's go. Now, go. Let's go now. Y'all ready?
Let's go.
In the spirit, hearing, seeing, understanding, and applying. Come on now, we got to go through every stage. Hearing, seeing, understanding, and applying. You ready? The voice of God. Ooh-wee. The voice of God. The voice of God. Look, 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 look at me. Look at me. This here. The voice of God. Listen. In the spirit, hearing, seeing, understanding, and applying the voice of God from this day forward in every situation. Anybody got help? Listen to this. I got to say this 6 times for y'all because I know when you go in your spirit. In the spirit. So you got to make sure you're in the spirit. Pray in tongue till you get in the spirit. You know, praying in tongue gets you in the spirit. Yeah, you know, praying in tongue, you're speaking unto God, not unto man. You're praying in the spirit. You know, praying in the spirit, you're unfolding mysteries. You know that, right? Huh? You're building yourself up on your most holy faith. 1 Corinthians 14, 2, Jude 20. Yeah, praying in the spirit gets you out of your senses. Yeah, I'm going to show you in a few minutes what it means. Get you out of your senses. Matter of fact, I'll go there right now. What did I tell you to do? We'll come back there. 1 Corinthians, we'll go back there. Turn to Jude. Let's look at the 19 and 20 verse. Jude 19. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy. Look at this. Lord, I hope that's not you. If you're not in the spirit, it's where you are. These be they who separate themselves sensual. What did the last part say? No, louder. What did it say? Having not the spirit. Go to the 20th verse now. But ye, come on, read it with me. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying. Because when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're going to start hearing, you're going to start seeing in the spirit. Huh? So we just found out a major shift, right? Huh? Pray in the spirit. Doubt come, fear come, worry come, bad report come. I need to hear something beyond this. You see it? Now, the rim of escape is the rim of being in the spirit. It will not happen automatic. It will not happen just because you read a scripture. Because if the scripture do not come alive, you're not in the spirit. John 6:63. I want it on record this morning that I preach this to you. John 6:63. It is the reading of the Bible that quickens. It is the singing of a good song that quickens. It is good music that quickens. It is the spirit that make alive. The word quickening means made alive. Made alive in the spirit. Made alive in your sonship. It is the spirit that quickens. Look, don't we say it? The flesh what? How much? Now notice what he says now. The words that I speak unto you, if you're not in the spirit, you're not going to get it. They are spirit. And they're what? Now notice. Notice here. There's John and his wife sitting right there. What's your first name?
Lisa.
Lisa. John and Lisa. It's not the word that God speaks to John. Go help Lisa. The word that God speaks to Lisa. Even though John is Lisa's husband. But John can't help Lisa if Lisa don't hear the God for herself. He can pray for her all her life, but if she don't hear God, he can't help her. The word that I speak to you, not to your group, not to your family. It can't turn the spirit in life because somebody told you about it. You got to let me talk to you for myself. It cannot become life unless you hear it. It can't, it's not a group deal. The word can't come on your roll. The word got to come personally to you. I don't care how many people get happy on your roll. If you don't hear it for yourself, you're going to stay in the same place. They are spirit and they are life beyond this system, beyond demonic power, beyond your enemies. It's another realm. We got to get out of this COVID realm and this pandemic realm and man reported realm. And we got to get out of the realm of fear. Step in the realm of love, power, and a sound mind, knowing that God never lost a case. And he said in Isaiah 55:11, my word will not return to me void. Whatever I send my word out to do, my word will accomplish. All I need this morning is for you to be in the spirit, you to praise me in the spirit. Are you listening to me? You don't have nothing to worry about. You don't have nothing to fear, my child. Just be in the spirit. When you feel pressure coming on and don't know what to do, divine exercise. Supernatural exercise. Praying in the spirit, see. This sexual stuff has to go. You can't use good sense in the spirit.
No.
Because, turn to 1 Corinthians 2, good sense will cause you not to operate in the spirit. First of all, you got to be under the right type of preaching. You can't be on the formula preaching. You have to be on the preaching that the Spirit is controlling.
That's right.
That being right does not matter in the natural. English and adjective and verbs and paragraphs and all that. That's not the type of preaching you need. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2. I'm glad I don't know nothing. I get in the spirit, man. I feel the Holy Ghost, man. Don't y'all feel bad? Now, I'm glad I didn't go to college. It'd have messed me up. College would have messed me up. I'd have been all be all proper and knowing what to say and how to say it smooth and my adjective. I don't know nothing about no adjective. But I got an attitude. I know one thing. I know Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, he made me more than a conqueror. I know Romans 8:31. If God is for me, who can be against me? I know Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love God. I know that. Yeah, that's you. Something that is you can't handle that. How can this man be so blessed and didn't go to college? They don't know I went to college, but it was a higher degree college. I went to spiritual college. I'm still in school. See, in my college, you never graduate. Y'all got them diplomas that y'all got it made. No, in my college, you're still getting receiving. I want to scream, but I'm not. Wow! Oh my God, I want to scream. The rim of escape. You got 1 Corinthians 2, right?
Yes, sir.
This is the secret of overcoming. Write that down. This is the secret of overcoming everything that shows up from this day forward. This is the secret of overcoming breakthroughs and all victories. Being in the spirit. This is why there are so many substitutes are being offered to the church now. They don't want her to know who she is. You listening?
Yes, ma'am.
The revelation you're receiving this morning will constantly release resurrection power in your life at all times. See, resurrection power is in the realm of the spirit. So if you stay in the realm of the spirit, You're going to always be operating on the other side of any grave. The other side of any problem. The other side of any attack. Because you're going to be walking in resurrection power. Constantly getting up. Constantly rolling rocks away. Constantly shouting the victory. Somebody say hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise His holy name.
Praise His holy name.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Y'all said anything on the back row? Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise His holy name.
Praise His holy name.
In the midst of this mess. Because I'm in another realm. I'm not in the mess. I'm in another realm. I'm anointed. I have authority. Oh, Jesus. I was studying, and the Lord said to me, Himself, He said, you can't use my name unless you're in the Spirit. You can't use the name of Jesus unless you're in the Spirit. Jesus' name operates in the realm of the Spirit. You can't use the Bible. You can't use one word in this book unless you're in the Spirit. This book is a spiritual book. This book is not an English book. It's not a history book. This book is a mystery book. Miracle book. The revelation you are receiving will constantly release resurrection power in your life at all times, overcoming all opposition. I wrote this down as the Spirit gave me early in the morning. I'm here today. You online, you were here. I'm here today, appointed by God. Put you in a place of safety. Now listen what he said then. A place that has been hidden by substitutes. You didn't get it. I'm going to go over it again. I'm here today appointed by God to put you in a place of safety, which is the place of being in the Spirit. A place that had been hidden by substitute preaching, substitute singing, substitute dancing, substitute shouting, and wasn't in the Spirit, was in the realm of the soul. But now, because you're in the realm of the Spirit, you can hear, you can see, you can understand, and you can apply. And you've got to get divine results.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
The realm, say this, the realm
of escape.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand what we're saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. You're 1 Corinthians 2, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Huh? Now, this realm, kota talalabasha, this realm of escape. My brothers and sisters, it's not religious, it's not tradition, it's not just being a church goer.
That's right.
It's getting in, and I'm not talking about just when you're here.
Amen.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about when you're in your car.
That's right.
I'm talking about when you're in your kitchen, and as the old folks say, ain't there where the toilet at. You're supposed to be to get into this realm. Stay in the realm of the Spirit, my friend. Stay in the realm of the Spirit. Ask God to help you.
Yes.
You must be led by the Spirit now. You must know how to feed your spirit. John 6:63, we read by the word of God is spirit and life.
Yes.
Feed your spirit. And then when you feed your spirit, you go to Romans 8:2 then. You when you feed your spirit, the law of the life, the law of life in the spirit, isn't it? Law of spirit and life, right? Yeah, when you feed your spirit, you're operating under the law of spirit and life. And the law of sin and death. Can't touch you. Somebody say, wow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, your spirit, your soul, and your body are being placed in the realm of escape. Once you get in the spirit, your soul have no choice. Your body have no choice. Because you're operating in the right direction. Satan come in. He come in through the body. Then he goes to the soul. Because your soul and your body not saved. And he give you a substitute feeling. A substitute emotion. And you think you're in the spirit, but he still can hammer you. Yeah, the sad thing, all of us got some of that. All of us got some place we think we're in the spirit, we're not. But today we know better. Watch what this says. You got to have the right kind of preaching. Yeah, in 1 Corinthians 2, and I, brethren, verse 1, when I came to you, came not with what? Excellency of speech or wisdom. Excellent speech and excellent wisdom come from many pulpit with no spirit. The Holy Ghost about to hit this place. I feel an anointing coming. I'm going to close in a few minutes, but the Lord wants this priest, boy. The Lord is up here with me. He said, tell my children, get, and I, brother, when I came to you, came not with excellency, a speech of wisdom, declaring unto you what? The testimony of God is you win. I win in every situation. No matter what come up from this day forward, I know of the testimony of God, I win. If God is for me, who can be against me? All things work together for good. No weapon form against me. All right. Notice verse 2 now. Get all this other stuff out your mind. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Children, I don't know nothing else. The only thing I know among you this morning is Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's for the last 48 years, that's all I've been knowing. Everybody who worked for me tell you where I'm at all the time. All the time. That's all I know. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Say it. That's where I'm going to live. And see now, In that context, oh my God, I'm not going to get further. In that context of Jesus Christ and him crucified, there are three words found in John
19:30. Yes, sir.
If y'all ain't going to run, I ain't going to let y'all read it. John 19:30. There's three words in there. Concerning COVID, Fred, Grace, and all them storm, hurricane, everybody. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. if your faith anywhere else is not working. If your faith is not in those three words, your faith is not working.
Thank you, Lord.
It is finished. You ready?
Yes.
Mean it is over.
Yes.
Y'all didn't get it.
That's right.
Everything working against you, it is finished. Mean it is over. No, y'all didn't hear me. Y'all don't know what I'm saying. Y'all don't know what the Lord just said that. He just said it. He said, your faith must be in it is finished. And if your faith is in it is finished, that means whatever come against you, it is over already before it arrives. I've already taken care of it. In the spirit, put you in a resurrection position. Put you in a ascended position. Put you in a seated position. Put you in an anointed position. Because when he was seated, he sent the spirit. I'm not only out of the grave, but I'm in heaven. Look at the Bible, say you're seated with him.
Yes, that's right.
What I'm about to read to you now is the nitty gritty. The real preaching of the gospel. The gospel is good news in every situation. Wow. Why? The gospel is more powerful than anything that exists. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is more powerful than any force that exists in three worlds. What we're about to read now is one problem is that the sugar-coated gospel cannot put you in the spirit. The gospel that is concerned about money, the gospel that is concerned about numbers, how big the church is. Uh-huh.
Come on, sir.
One of the things I told them on this app, I think over 8,000 people saved now. We're not talking about church membership. Talking about getting people in the Lord. And they're doing it, partner. They're doing it. They're going to go. That boy, one of my sons went to a mission field and got 300 of them saved. One of my sons was calling his school back together. He texted me, he got 9 saved in calling his school back together in his ministry. So sit down, let me read this to you, and I want you to feast on this. And I, brother, when I came to you, I'm in verse 1, you see it? Came now with excellency of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Certain way you got to declare the word of God. Huh? Uh-huh. I want you to underline the word declaring. Not just telling, declaring. Because I got another word I saw just now in verse 2. Determined. You see verse 2? For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. That's the only way you can preach the gospel. In another realm, you see. And my speech and my preaching was not within, there you go again, enticing words of man's wisdom. Ooh, look what he say here. Come on, read the last part with me. But what? Read that better. Come on. One more time. Now, God dug it, everybody in here. I'm going to give you one more time. I'm looking at some of y'all. Y'all just think this is no Sunday school lesson. And y'all ain't had no movie. What that movie that goes, refresh?
Respect?
Y'all ain't looking at respect. I saw respect. I went to see it. But y'all ain't no respect yet right now. Y'all in Revelation. I'm going to receive something here. And my speech and my preaching was not in enticing word of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Now watch what he says now, because there's man wisdom and there's God wisdom. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, them that are mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, thank God, that come to know. That come to know.
Yeah.
But we speak the wisdom of God how? In a mystery, even what? The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Which none of the princes of the world knew. For had they known it, wouldn't have been stupid enough to do what they do. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now look at verse 9. I'm about to close. Look at verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard. You should be talking about seeing and hearing in Revelation. Why? Because he's in the Spirit, right? Now that I've entered into the heart of man, that's understanding, you see. The thing which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has, when you hear the word reveal, what you think about?
Revelation.
What else you think about? Being in the Spirit. I was in the Spirit. The realm of escape is in the Spirit, children. I'm about to close. Y'all trying to make me close, but I'm about to close. See, in the Spirit is the realm where revelation comes. Verse 10, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, the powerful verse, but I really want you to pay attention to verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 and verse 12. Here we go. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? That's a question. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. But what? You see that?
Yes,
now look at verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. So there's two spirits.
Yes, sir.
Why now? That we might know the thing that are freely given us of God. I don't want you worrying about a thing, you understand? I'm pointing at you. You God's child. You love God, right? I'm talking to you. I don't want you to worry about a thing. You're in blue. I don't want you to worry about a thing. God got you covered. Talking to you too. Now, you have to come back for me to finish this. But I want to break a restriction on you today. Breaking, write this down, the restrictions, plural, of religion. Breaking the restrictions of religion. And when you do that, you're breaking the restriction of the world too. All right? Breaking the restriction of religion, going on to revelation and resurrection power at this hour. Breaking the restriction of religion, and he just added something, and reporters. Going on to revelation and resurrection power in this hour. Philippians chapter 3, I got 4 minutes, verse 10. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Here's how we're going to break it. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Here's how we're going to break it. Taking a restriction off. By revelation and resurrection. Revelation, say revelation.
Revelation.
Say resurrection.
Resurrection.
Both in the spirit. So the reporter is not going to have the last word in your life.
Amen.
You're going to get up, dust yourself off, go get your glass of water and say hallelujah. Because I live in another realm. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's take this restriction off right now of religion, of reporters, and the Lord just add on. Revelation power, resurrection power, and rapture power. See, when you got saved, you was raptured in the spirit.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, sir.
See, you have to know when you're walking in revelation, you raptured out of this mess.
Yes, sir.
I used to see some good people tell you, no, girl, you better have good sense. You ain't raptured. Because they're talking physical.
Yeah.
And they're talking sense-wise.
Yeah.
But you shifting.
Yeah.
You're not drifting.
Yeah.
And you're lifting.
Yeah.
Y'all going to let me preach up in here. Listen. Let's move. I just got to get you moved from this restricted area. And this scripture, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. Go to the next verse now. Go to the next verse. Okay. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Go to the next verse. I want you to see this. Not as though I have already attained. All of us already perfect. I'm not fully matured. But I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Go to the next verse.
Yeah.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Oh Lord. Forgetting those things which are behind. Get behind me, Satan. And reaching forward to those things which are before. Can you see it? Go to the next verse. Y'all ready to shout? You can't walk through this mess. You can't stroll through this mess. You can't glide through this mess. You got to press. Woo! You got to, what I say? You got to press. You can't drift through this mess. You got to shift. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, baby. And I'm not talking about heaven. I'm talking about right now. I press out of all the mess that they try to bring on me. Every bad report they try to give me and telling me there's no way out. I press in the spirit. I press in the realm of God. I press in the presence of God. I press in the anointing. I press in the blood. I press in the grace. I press in the joy unspeakable and full of glory. I press in my righteousness. I press in the wisdom of God. I press in the understanding of God. I press. I'm not under pressure. I'm pressing. I'm pressing from one dimension to another dimension. I know my God got me covered. I want you to hear this morning. You stepped into another realm, a realm of escape. When you move in the spirit, there's nothing can stop you. Because in the spirit realm, there's miracles. There's signs. And there's wonders. In the spirit realm, there's the creative power of God. If it's not there, I'll make it for you. Have you heard? I'm able to make a way out of no way. I'm God Almighty. I'm Alpha and I'm Omega. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm Jehovah Shammah. I'm in your presence everywhere you go. I'm Jehovah Kotala. I'm Jehovah Tsidikanu. I am your righteousness. I'm Jehovah Roha. I'm your shepherd. And when I'm your shepherd, you shall not want. When I'm your shepherd, I'll lead you in green pasture, no matter what's going on. When I'm your shepherd and you in the spirit, I'll lead you beside the still waters, no matter how much trouble around you. When I'm your shepherd, I restore your soul and I'll lead you in the paths of righteousness. When I'm your shepherd and you in the spirit, yeah, no, you walk through the valley and the shadow of death. You don't have to fear no evil when I'm your shepherd. For my rod and my staff, come on, y'all, shake your hand at me. They shall comfort you. Now I prepare a table. I'm your shepherd in the presence of your enemy. Right now, your enemy cutting up in the world system. But you got a table that my grace is on, my mercy is on, my miracle is on. Yeah, I prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. And then when you're sitting at the table, I'm going to walk around while you're at the table and I'm going to anoint your head with oil. And then I'm not only going to anoint your head, but I'm going to pour something in your cup and cause your cup to run over. Didn't I tell you, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all your days. I haven't taken my goodness back. I haven't taken my mercy back. My goodness is still with you. My mercy. Goodness, my mercy. Show the goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you will dwell in the spirit. In the spirit means dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. You're in the spirit. When you're in the spirit, you're in the house of the Lord. Children, you hear me? When you're in the spirit, you're in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
When you're in the spirit, whatever you're in, when you're in the spirit, you're coming out of it. Y'all understand that? Wave your hand if you understand that. You in the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. If you're not in the spirit, get in there right quick. I've given you means of getting in the spirit.